Since 2010, the number of homeless vets in Virginia has been slashed in half. So how did it happen?
The simple short answer is money.
That's Pam Michelle at New Hope Housing in Northern Virginia. She says Democrats and Republicans worked together at the federal, state, and local level to throw money at the problem and do it in a way that made a real difference.
And I can remember walking in about a year and a half ago to one of our hypothermia programs and asking somebody who I didn't know if he was a veteran, and his answer was, unfortunately, no. And I understood exactly what he meant because the options for him were much more limited.
Matthew Leslie at the Virginia Department of Veterans Services says one of the key differences was taking a housing-first approach.
And that's really the idea of, instead of requiring somebody to get treatment or to go through financial literacy classes or all the other things before they got housed, we just really focused on getting them housed and then wrapping services around.
The good news is that the financial resources and that housing-first approach worked, and Virginia now has fewer than 500 homeless vets. The more challenging part of that news, though, is how to translate that success to other people who are homeless but not veterans. I'm Michael Pope.